I'm going to preach for a long time. I've asked him to give me a five-minute warning, so if I go on too long, it's entirely his fault. But I am going to have a second bite at the cherry afterwards. I'd love to talk a bit more in detail about Inspiring at Switch before lunch, but more importantly, much more importantly, I want to have a bit of a conversation. I want to hear about what you think, and I'm really looking forward to meeting people over lunch. If you, at the end of today, think, I would like to know more, there's two things you can do. One is, in the surveys, the big church survey Mark mentioned, there's a little sheet in there that says, you know, want to stay in touch. And if you're happy to do that, if you give us your email address, we'll send you something approximately monthly for as long as you want. And you can feed your thoughts into there and you can hear what's happening around the churches in Ipswich. The second thing is we have a fairly easy to remember email address. And just contact us with your thoughts. inspiring.ipswich@cofsuffolk.org. Can you say that back with me? inspiring.ipswich@cofsuffolk.org. Hopefully at least one or two of you will remember that. So do get in touch. Now, I don't know if on a previous occasion Mark has let you know that we were at university together. Has he told you that? I'd like to say it was 10 years ago. It's almost 30. But we weren't just at university together. We were in the same theology department. So if you want to know nice, juicy stories about your vicar, then come and ask me afterwards. Of course, it's a slightly dangerous tactic because he also knows about me. But Mark, thank you very much for your welcome today. And I had heard on the grapevine that Mark had got ordained. What I didn't realise is that we'd be colleagues together in the same deanery. So Mark, thank you for your welcome. And it's lovely to be with your churches today. Well, I'm going to talk about Inspiring Ipswich a bit, the gospel passage, but let's begin by praying. So let's pray. Loving God, breathe into us now with your holy and life-giving breath. Give us air to breathe, which frees us to be the people you created us to be. Expand our spiritual lungs so we can do things we never thought possible. Give us words to speak which bring life and hope wherever we go. Give us a warm blast of your grace that we may love and forgive freely as if we'd never been hurt. Help your word to live deep in us, feeding us daily. And inspire us in every way to live for you and for others, today and forever, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Inspiring Ipswich. Inspiring. I wonder what inspires you. We're a big group of people, so I imagine different things inspire different ones of us. Perhaps some of us are inspired by nature, by beautiful sunsets. Perhaps some of us are inspired by a gripping book, a beautiful song, a place we've visited. I've been looking up the word inspire, and I hope I've got this broadly right. Comes from the Latin word inspirare. Spirare is about breathing. It's about breathing in. But more excitingly, the Latin word comes from a Greek word, theopneustos, something like that, which means God breathing in. And in classical days, whenever people talked about inspiration, it was always God doing the inspiring, God breathing into things. So if something was called inspiring, it was because God was behind it. So when we talk about inspiring Ipswich, I like to think it's all about what God is breathing into throughout this area, throughout this town. God breathing into the life of our churches. I'm told that the population-ish of Ipswich is around 150,000. That is 150,000 people who are incredibly precious to God. That includes all the lovely, beautiful people. And it includes those who are seen as less lovely, including unlovable. It includes old and young. It includes people from all nationalities and backgrounds. Those who voted Remain, those who voted to leave. It includes everyone. 150,000 people who God deeply, deeply loves. And for me, that means that there are 150,000 people to get up for every day. 150,000 reasons to get out of bed. People that Jesus died for. People that he longs to be in encounter with him. People that he wants a relationship with. But not all those people know that. Not all those people know that. And that's what partly Inspiring Ipswich is all about. It's about helping people to know that there is a God who wants to have a relationship with them. In our at the beginning, Mark talked about a passage from Isaiah, a beautiful passage about God rolling up his sleeves. Just a bit later in that passage, it's very famously, Isaiah talks about how beautiful are the feet of those who spread good news. I'm really hoping today that lots of us have beautiful feet. Beautiful feet so we can go and spread the good news of Jesus Christ throughout this town. Your neighbours, your families, people that you meet through your work. We need beautiful feet. And I want to tell you a story now. And it's a story that you'll be familiar with, but I may have made some of it up. And I'll leave it to you to decide which bits are from God and which bits may not. So once upon a time, in a land far away a long time ago, there was a crowd of people. And the crowd of people were very excited. And the crowd of people were gathered around one man. And that man was Jesus. And he was talking, as he pretty much always did, about the kingdom of God. And he was telling stories. And he was showing them what it meant. And most of them were really, really interested. And on this particular day, there were a crowd of around 72 people gathered all around him. And he said, "The time has come for you now to also go out and tell people about the kingdom of God and show them indeed." And they said, "Well, how should we do this?" And he said, "I'm going to tell you exactly how." And so he said, "I don't want you to go out and do this on your own. This is a thing to be done together. And I don't want you to carry loads of stuff and be weighed down. I want you to be flexible to go here or there, wherever the Spirit calls you. And I don't want you to think this is going to be easy, because I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. There is a cost to this thing of following me. And I don't want you to stop and natter to people on the way, because this is a serious task and I want you to go for it. And I want you to talk to all sorts of different people, and I want you to go to their homes and wherever they are. And if they're not interested, I don't want you to foist yourself on them. Just move on to the next place. But I want you to go and share about the kingdom of God, and I want you to pray for healing for people wherever you go." And the 72 set off, and they went to all sorts of places. They went to Capernaum, they went round the Sea of Galilee, they went to Nazareth, they probably even went to Jerusalem. And they did exactly what Jesus told them. And then they came back, and they fed back to Jesus. "Amazing things have happened. As we have talked about the kingdom of God, and we told people about you, and we've prayed for healing, and people have been healed." And it was an exciting time. And then this woman came up with her young son, and she said, "Jesus, can I ask you something?" She said, "I come from a place called Ipswich, in a town, in a county called Suffolk, in a land far away called England." And Jesus said, "Let me stop you there." He said, "I know Ipswich very well, and I love the people of Ipswich hugely." And she said, "Well, in Ipswich, it is amazing. There are amazing churches, and the kingdom of God is proclaimed in word and deed, but we want more. We want more. What should we do?" And Jesus said to her and her son, Jesus said, "Well, do the same. Don't do it on your own. Go out with others. Know that this is costly, dangerous work. Don't expect it to be easy. Don't get hampered down with stuff. Don't chat to everyone on the way. This is serious business. But go and tell people. And there are plenty of people who are interested. Don't hang around with those who aren't interested. Don't foist yourself on them. But keep going and spread the kingdom of God in word and deed." So this woman said thank you. She came back to England, to Suffolk and to Ipswich. And she came and she told all the churches. She said, "We've got to do this together. We've got to be brave because it is costly." And the churches in Ipswich, they went and they shared their faith around the town, everywhere they were. And amazing things happened. Lives were transformed. Things that were never expected to happen happened. And God showed himself, and people were healed. And after 5 years, this woman and her son, who much older now, they went back to see Jesus. And they said, "Jesus, it's been amazing what God has been doing in Ipswich. And we're just so grateful, and we want to tell people." And Jesus said, "Again, let me stop you there. Every conversation that you had, I was there with you. Every life that was transformed, that was me with you. Every person healed, that was me. Now go back and continue." Well, we have the most enormous opportunity, with or without anything called Inspiring Ipswich. We have the most enormous opportunity to share the kingdom of God, the good news of the kingdom of God, with the people around us. We happen to have been given one of the biggest investments financially that any town in the whole Church of England, in the whole of England, has been given for a long time. The church commissioners who look after the national wealth of the Church of England have chosen, we feel, with God's encouragement, to invest in this town and our churches to make a big difference. It is really quite extraordinary. It is really a big gift. And what we do with that is up to us. You may, as you hear more about things that are happening, you may like some things, you may not like others. It doesn't matter. It's up to us what we do with this gift. And the way it's been organized is that lots of people have been employed so that we can help strengthen our churches in outreach and that we can start new churches. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But we have this investment. How do we want to use it? There are 5 things that we have been particularly tasked with. You may know these already. Every time I say them, I have to take a deep breath. The first thing we've been tasked to do is to reach out to 15,000 people. Reach out, by which we mean have meaningful contact with 15,000 people throughout this town as churches. Now, that number's just been chosen because there are 150,000, and that's 10%. But God might want to do far more than that. And we're talking about people having contact with churches through schools and toddler groups and debt counselling and food banks and town pastors and night shelters and coming to church and all those sorts of things. Could we have contact with 15,000 people? At the moment, I reckon we've got contact with about half that amount. So in the next 5 years, are we able to double it? The second thing is to help 7,500 people to have an opportunity to explore faith or more. 7,500 people. That's why we're launching this idea next year of Alpha for 1,000 people, to help us on that way. Now, already churches like yours do Alpha, and we're trying to encourage all the churches in Ipswich, and there are about 80, to run something like Alpha, if not Alpha itself. Anything that helps people explore. So that people in Ipswich, if they think, I'm quite interested in exploring this, and I have a Tuesday night free, that they can go on the Alpha website or whatever, and they can find somewhere that has a course on a Tuesday night. And once we've done Alpha for 1,000 next year, then we want to do it the year after and the year after. Because we want to help 7,500 people have an opportunity to explore faith. But it can happen in 100 different ways. However you think you can share that. The third thing is, by God's grace, we're praying for and working towards about 1,500 people to come and choose to be followers of Christ. And we want to nurture and disciple those people across our churches. If you as a church, you want that as your goal, just you, we're very happy with that. 1,500 extra disciples just here. But seriously, across the deanery, we would love to see that. People deciding to follow Christ and being nurtured. The fourth thing is that we are about 25 churches at the moment. And we would love to be about 50. So we want to plant, to start, 25 new worshipping communities throughout Ipswich. All the evidence is that where you start new churches like Bixley Farm, etc., new people come to faith. It's an opportunity for mission and innovation. So we're not talking about grand buildings, but we're talking about 25 new congregations, big and small. And some of those might be in areas of Ipswich where we don't currently have much presence. And sometimes there might be with a demographic, like with millennials, where it's not so geographic, but where we know that our churches on the whole are missing a whole age band of people in their 20s and 30s. And we want to start churches that can reach out to groups like that. Rob talked earlier about the church for surfers in, I think it's Cornwall, but... Are there churches like that that we could start here? Do you have a passion for something like surfing, where there are groups of people together who might want to worship? That's the fourth thing, starting 25 new churches. And some of those will be fresh expressions, and some will be church plants from some of our bigger churches, and some we don't know. And the last thing we want to do is change the culture. We want to change the culture so that across the board there is a greater expectation that God wants to work through us and that God will work through us. I think so much, it may not be true in your church, but so much we think too small, and we want to encourage all the churches to think big and to recognize that God really wants to do big things through us. I wonder how that all makes you feel. When I hear that long list of audacious goals, it makes me gulp. And it's then that I'm reminded that we are just given a pocket full of faith. Just a small little faith. And all God asks us to do is take that pocket full and he will do the rest. And then we can ask for another pocket full. But it's about just being responsive and obedient to whatever God is calling you to do. Specifically, there are three things we would love you to think about. Number one, the most important thing that you can do is be red hot in your own faith. To be really on fire in your love for God. And if you're here this morning and you're still exploring, I just encourage you to keep going and keep exploring. Because becoming a follower of Jesus is the best thing I've certainly ever done. And if you've been a Christian a long time and perhaps you know that you're coasting, use this as an opportunity to go deeper. Get your Bible out again. Find a prayer partner. Go on a retreat. Read a book, whatever you need to do. But make sure your own faith is red hot, because when it's red hot, wow, it will just be contagious and everyone will know that Jesus is Lord. The second thing is, we want you all to just really get behind the vision of MIE. Support it however you can. Support it financially. Support it with your prayers. Support it with every fibre of your being, because the best thing that we can do is have churches that are reaching out like yours and starting new congregations and going deep and having an impact on their community. So find out what's going on and lend your weight to it and get behind it. And help these churches be part of this overall vision. And thirdly, it may be some of you have a bigger vision and some capacity to get involved on a town-wide scheme. Perhaps just like some people have set up town pastors and night shelter before, or Alpha or whatever, perhaps it is that you want to do something across the town. I gave you the email address earlier. Just get in touch with us. If you've got a vision for the town, if you think you could volunteer or be part of a team that can help things happen, we would love to hear that. I would love, as I said earlier, to have the opportunity to hear back from you just before lunch. I'd love to hear what excites you. I'd love to hear what daunts you. I'd love to hear what you as churches think you can do here. But most of all, I'd just love to see you sharing the kingdom of God, the good news of the kingdom of God, however you can throughout. I'm going to finish now just by praying the prayer that I started with, asking God to breathe into us here now and everyone across this town. Let's pray. Loving God, breathe into us now with your holy and life-giving breath. Give us air to breathe, which frees us to be the people that you created us to be. Expand our spiritual lungs so we can do things we never thought possible. Give us words to speak which bring life and hope wherever we go. Give us a warm blast of your grace that we may love and forgive freely as if we'd never been hurt. Help your word to live deep in us, feeding us daily, and inspire us and this town in every way to live for you and for others, today and forever. For Jesus' sake. Amen.